Storm Publishing presents Betrayal, written by Madeline Morgan and read by Mira Dovreni. Chapter 1.
Damn fog!
Claire rubbed her eyes and strained to see the road.
Morecambe Station would have to be closed in a pea super like this. What time is it, Ed?
Eddie lifted her arm and squinted at her wristwatch.
Too dark to see, darling. But your train came into Lancaster at 7:30, so it must be 7:45.
Eddie leaned back in the passenger seat and put her feet up on the dashboard.
How do you say, hello, good-looking, in French?
Claire laughed.
You're incorrigible, Edwina Mountjoy. Can't you think of anything else?
Eddie put her forefinger to her chin.
Now let me think. No. Be a pal, Dudley, and parlez français.
Bonjour, mon beau.
But you won't need phrases like that when we get to France. Maybe not with the RAF, but we will when we're out on the town with the local messieurs. Out on the town? There's a war on, Eddie. We'll be going to France to work, not to fraternise with the locals. Don't be a bore, darling, and tell me how to say, would you like to take me to a dance?
If you don't shut up and let me concentrate, you can drive back to Morecambe.
Not me, Eddie said. I hate driving in fog.
And I love it, I suppose.
No, but you're better under stress than I am.
Eddie began to sing. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous.
Come on, Dudley. Morning bells are ringing, morning bells are ringing. Ding, dang, dong, ding, dang, dong.
Eddie poked Claire in the ribs.
You're no fun at all, Claire Dudley. I hear thunder, I hear thunder. Hark, don't you? Hark, don't you?
Shh, Ed. I hear something that sounds like thunder, but I don't think it is. Listen. Eddie took her feet from the dash and sat up. She wound down the passenger window and leant out, while Claire peered through the windscreen. She looked up.
Is it an aircraft?
Eddie twisted round to look out of the back window.
It can't be a plane. It's on the road behind us. Good God, it's as big as a bloody tank.
Claire looked in the rearview mirror and put her hand up to shade her eyes.
Whatever it is, its headlights aren't hooded. They are, but it's a ruddy big lorry, and it's hellishly close. Put your foot down, Dudley, it's almost on top of us.
At that moment, there was a loud crunch as metal collided with metal, followed by a violent shunt, sending the Woolsey into a skid.
Brace yourself, Ed!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?